Track 8, Norwich Pubs. Yes, there are still plenty more to talk about, albeit many which are no longer standing. Here's Maggie.
It is a frequently quoted saying that Norwich had a pub for every day. However, in 1892, the Gospel Temperance map listed 631 fully licensed premises in Norwich, so the real situation was much nearer to two pubs for every day of the year. There would have been more drinking establishments than that because there would have been some beer houses as well that did not have a full licence and were unable to sell spirits. Therefore, over the years, we have lost an awful lot of drinking establishments in Norwich, and this can be clearly demonstrated in the marketplace. On the 1884 Ordnance Survey map, there were 20 pubs that faced the present-day marketplace, whereas now there is only one, the Sir Garnet. Actually, that should be two, since the Sir Garnet expanded and took over the building next door to the west, which in 1884 was a separate pub called the Punch Bowl. The Sir Garnet used to stand at the east end of a row of four pubs. The Punch Bowl has been assimilated, and the other two, the Half Moon and the Church Style, also known as the Beaconsfield Arms, were demolished. Many of the others were demolished in the 1930s to make way for the building of City Hall and the remodelling of the market. Two others were the Baron of Beef, and next door to that was the Albion. These six pubs were so close that they literally could be visited by crawling from one to the other, a veritable pub crawl. What is the Baron of Beef? According to the Collins English Dictionary, it is a cut of beef consisting of a double sirloin joined at the backbone. The Sir Garnet originally had been a butcher shop, and when it became a pub, it adopted the name of the Baron of Beef. Even back in the 19th century, pubs would change their name from time to time. In 1874, it became renamed as the Sir Garnet Wolseley after one of the most admired army generals, who became a household name in 1874 due to his successful leadership in the Ashanti campaign in West Africa. He had a formidable reputation for efficiency, which led to the phrase, "It's all Sir Garnet-like," meaning everything was in order. It was the army's equivalent of the navy's all shipshape and Bristol fashion. The pub was then named after the popular British Army general, and its former name was transferred to the building a little to the south. This building clearly does not look like a pub and was not designed as such, but became one later. Although standing shoulder to shoulder with the Albion, they would have given you a choice of beer, since the Albion was owned by Stewart and Patterson and the Baron of Beef was part of the Bullards estate. Pubs have often had food names, probably to entice clientele in for meals. We're still fortunate to have a Ribs of Beef still serving ales in the city, but back at the end of the 19th century, we would have drunk and eaten in the Hampshire Hog, the Lamb, although this name may well have a religious origin, the Pheasant Cock, the Shoulder of Mutton, the Three Pigeons and the Turkey Cock. So it's not the only buildings we've lost over the years, but also the many pub names that would have given more colour to the streets of Norwich.
Thank you, Maggie. And if any of you have tales to tell about any of these alehouses, please do get in touch.